There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
More rain in the eastern states after that soaker we had over the weekend. Fire danger continues in California. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. I'm alongside AccuWeather.com's Bernie Reno, my good friend. And this is Weather Insider for Tuesday, October 22nd.
You're being nice to me.
At episode number 167. That was Bernie who said that. And remember that you can subscribe to Weather Insider and all our podcasts, and we have about a million of them, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows. Bernie, rain is coming into the eastern states Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Yeah. And it's really the same system that was involved with that severe weather that we had in Texas around the Dallas area over the weekend.
Yeah, and that front has weakened quite a bit. But
the
front has weakened.
Bringing the rain.
It has weakened quite a bit, but it's going to get a little kick Tuesday night. There's going to be a little storm that forms along that front. Now,
whereabouts?
Well, northern parts of Georgia, and it comes right up the eastern seaboard. Now, remember, this
sounds like a snowstorm situation in the winter.
It would be a sneaky one, too, because it's a weaker storm, but it does have a lot of moisture. Now, this is not going to be the same setup we had, last week.
Because this is not tropical.
This is not tropical, and it's not going to be as strong as the storm that really hit New England hard, but it's going to be a soaking rain Tuesday night from Philadelphia Tuesday evening.
Rush hour?
Tail end of rush hour, yeah. Rush hour in Philly, tail end of rush hour in New York City, although rush hour
New
extends
England,
pretty.
Later?
Boston after midnight, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
After the Patriots last night, they don't care.
We're not allowed to talk about that. People are laughing because I asked Evan if he watched the game last night. He doesn't care about the NFL, he told me. He was quite forceful about that.
And why did I say that, Bernie?
Because the Eagles are not doing well.
No, that's right.
And my Packers are, so I'm on board this year. But, you know, it's a soaking rain. Rainfall amounts, just to give you an idea, I'd say about a half inch to an inch in D.C., Philadelphia. I think a solid inch around New York City, and we may do an inch and a half, inch and a quarter around Boston. So it's one of those systems that as it strengthens northward, the rain increases. And that rain will be pretty far west, too, in New England, back toward Albany, Rochester, Syracuse, and that goes right up into New England. A soaking rain.
Albany and Syracuse are not in New England.
Albany, I would say Albany is New England.
No, Albany's
absolutely
in New York.
I think
New York's not New England.
We'll look that up.
New York's one of our research folks will look that up right now.
I think they'll look it up right now.
They're doing it right now. So we'll have the answer before the end of the show.
In my world, and that's the only one that counts in my mind.
Let's get back to
New York
weather,
City on
Bernie.
North. You asked the question. But it's
the
a soaking rain. It is a soaking rain. I don't think it's a widespread heavy rain. I don't think there's going to be flooding. But certainly it's enough rain that's going to cause some travel delays overnight. And should be done in Boston Wednesday morning, you know, by 7, 8 o'clock.
And one of the things we do want to caution folks about whenever we get a rain, especially in the eastern states this time of year, is the slippery leaves and also the fact that leaves clog up the storm drains and cause some urban flooding at times when you might not expect it. Given the same amount of rain in the middle of the summer or later on in the fall, in the wintertime, you wouldn't get the kind of flooding you get now because of all those leaves. And the leaves are in full color right now in many parts of the mid-Atlantic states and falling off the trees pretty rapidly. So that could be a problem. And again, they're also very slippery. So that system continues to move off to the east. Meanwhile, Bernie, in the far southwest, I guess California, is California the Southwest, since we're talking about pigeonholing different areas of the country into regions? Would you consider that? Do you think the people who live in San Diego and L.A., think of Riverside, do they think of themselves as living in the Southwest?
In my mind, they're in the Southwest, and that's the only mind that counts. In my mind.
I heard that line before. Anyway, in that part of the country, once again, there will be problems with fire. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. The winds are not as strong as we go through Tuesday evening and Wednesday is what they're going to be. But there's still enough of an east to northeast wind that the fire danger is primarily going to be in Southern California, especially in the counties of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. That's where the winds will funnel through those mountain passes. You'll get gusts to about 40 miles per hour. However, there is a stronger front that will be arriving on Wednesday. It'll come through Central California Wednesday night, late Wednesday night in Southern California, and it's behind that front where the winds are going to get quite strong out of the east-northeast, a lot stronger than what we've had this week. Central,
that doesn't sound good.
No, it's very bad. In fact, what I would refer to is a critical weather setup. Because the winds are going to be much stronger, the relative humidity is going to be lower, and whenever you mix those two, and you add in some warmth with the offshore flow, it's very bad news. It doesn't take much to get a fire to break out in California under these conditions, and you have so many people living in the state of California, I suspect that anything can start a fire. One of the biggest fires that was started by a spark from a muffler that fell off a car.
Wow.
I mean, it's just things like that.
Well, last year, I think the Paradise Fire, they traced back to a wire that came loose and caused sparks. That's why they turned off all that power.
And that's probably going to happen again. So what I mean by there's so many people living out there, it doesn't take much to get a fire. The littlest little mistake can cause major problems.
Well, I want to turn our attention also, so folks need to be aware of that. Out in Asia, we had that typhoon that really smashed into Japan. There's one tropical system moving through Japan now with some rain. There's a typhoon that's actually at a 4 on the Saffir-Simpson scale that will brush off to the east of Japan and probably miss Japan. We'll hear about that strong system out there during the course of this week, but that system is probably likely to miss Japan. I believe that AccuWeather.com's Ken Prell has the final word on the New England commentary because he did some research while we were talking, Bernie. So we're going to turn this over to Ken for the final word on that.
Sorry, Bernie, you're wrong on this one. New York, not part of New England.
So Albany is not part of New England?
Yes, so not part of New England.
I bet you if you ask people in Albany, they will tell you they're from New England.
Now, a lot of, upstate New York
is in New England. But we were talking specifically about Albany.
But not part of New England. Sorry.
and where did that come from? Where did that definition come from?
That was just a quick Google search.
We'll find something that verifies my thoughts.
We're going to talk about that. Before you go, do you know Vermont originally was part of New York State?
Wow.
Did you know that? And if Vermont is actually part of New England, there may be, back in colonial times, there may be a little bit of an argument here, Bernie, just to stick up for you. But I'm the one that originally was the one that said you were wrong. So I'm trying to muddy the waters.
That Evan is sticking up for me.
Well, I'm not actually sticking up for you. I said if you went back 300 years, perhaps it would be okay. But we're not going back that far.
We will not.
So we're talking about right now. So we're going to talk about the rain departing on Wednesday and continue our focus on the fires out in California and the really windy conditions that are going to set in as we get toward the middle and end of the week.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. If you enjoyed this AccuWeather podcast and play fantasy sports, check out Field Conditions, giving you information about how weather can affect your fantasy picks. New episodes released every Friday, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.